Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we would like to include your opinions. First of all, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. The survey is on the topic of gun safety. And the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or not, it is not. What do you think?
Yes, it's a responsibility.
A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily.
You know, I'm not understanding your question.
Yes, I'm reading.
Either you're talking too fast.
Okay, I will read you a brief statement, okay? A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So the question is, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes, it should be secure.
Support?
Yes.
Okay. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Will you support or oppose that?
I would support.
A lock container or case? Support or oppose?
Repeat that one.
Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law
defines security? Yes, they should be securely. They should be securely
in a
stored.
Container or case. Support or oppose?
Both.
And a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Will you support or oppose that?
A logbook, did you say?
A lockbox.
A lockbox, yes.
Or
it
other
should be
device
locked.
That is designated
yes.
to be. Will you support that? Okay.
Yes.
And now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
I didn't understand your question. I'm sorry. I'm really having a difficult time understanding you, and I apologize for that. But
it's not a problem. I will repeat the question, okay? Will you
and go just a little bit slower.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose that? A key lock.
I would support a key lock.
A combination lock? Support or oppose?
I would oppose a combination lock. I think that would be too confusing.
And the last one, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Support or oppose?
Repeat that one.
A biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint.
A fingerprint for what? To own it?
The storage be accessible via
a biometric
identifier, such as
a
fingerprint.
Okay.
Support or oppose?
I would support that it should be safely put away, that they just can't be accessible to anyone.
Okay. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should be unloaded with the shelves close by.
Okay. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? What do you think? Yes, it is secure that way, or no, it is not secure that way?
Yes, it should be secured.
If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, Would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
I would support it to be secured.
Okay. The last question.
Do you have more questions? I'm really...
Yes, we're almost done with the survey, and this is the last few questions. Thank you so much for your time. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the security storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
I think that I would oppose that. I think they should have the right to do it at any time.
And now, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose an affirmative defense for that person?
I don't think I'm following that question.
Repeat it. Or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it. Support or oppose an affirmative defense for that person?
Well, I don't understand if it was secured how a minor could get a hold of it, so... I would support that.
And the last two questions. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except from when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
And the last few questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm Independent.
And can you please tell us what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other race, not least here?
White, Anglo.
And the last questions. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us, and thank you for your patience. And
thank you for your patience with me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great evening. Bye.